Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for the final little bite-sized political podcast of the day, Monday, the 15th of April. So I hope you're all having a great time and looking forward to the end of the world. I know I am. And I thought we would talk about another futile war, namely the one that's been going on in eastern Ukraine for the past couple of years, because I've got an update on that for you to share with you. As always, these podcasts are sponsored by my good friend, Sarah, at quantumhypno.co.uk. Check out the link below. And let's get to the news, shall we? Now, this will surprise absolutely no one who listens to me. Remember, if you're following me, you're getting an alternative take on the events of this world. But I think some of my takes are reasonably close to the mark. And I remember saying that in 2022, this whole pointless conflict between Russia and Ukraine was being urged on by essentially NATO. It was some sort of ritualistic blood sacrifice so that the soil of eastern Ukraine could be crimson with the blood of slaughtered Ukrainian and Russian men. And I opposed it from day one. And I always took a more sort of also obvious view that Ukraine could never win. Oh, but you can't say that. Zelensky, he's a mighty general. He's going to absolutely put it to Putin. Well, except he didn't. So now let's turn to Mr. Frank Gardner, who is the BBC security correspondent. Not a guy I would be paying a lot of attention to. But anyway, he's written an article which is quite noteworthy, because this is what it says. Ukraine could face defeat in 2024. Here's how that might look. Oh, right, Frank. They could face defeat in 2024. Okay. The former commander of the UK's Joint Forces Command has warned that Ukraine could face defeat by Russia in this year. General Sir Richard Barrons told BBC that there's a serious risk of Ukraine losing the war this year. Oh, really, Sir Richard? Boy, there's no fooling you, is there? The reason, he says, is because Ukraine may come to feel it can't win. Right, well, that would be because they can't win, Sir Richard. Is there something wrong? Were you dropped on your head when you were young? What? Why are you telling us the bleeding obvious? He goes on to say, but when it gets to that point, why will people want to fight and die any longer just to defend the indefensible? But lest you get too despondent, Ukraine's not at that point, but its forces are running critically low on ammunition, troops and air defences. Its much heralded counter-offensive last year failed to dislodge the Russians from ground they had seized, and now Moscow is gearing up for a summer offensive. Well, actually, a wee bit more than that. The Russians are continuing to take territory in eastern Ukraine. So they're basically saying that here that the Russians are battering away at the Ukrainian front line with a 5-to-1 advantage in artillery, ammunition, and a surplus of people, reinforced by newish weapons. They include the Fab glide bomb, which apparently is wrecking Ukrainian defenses. So, anyway, long story short, the Ukraine forces are getting hammered, which of course is what it's been like fundamentally more or less since the beginning. There was no way that Ukraine was going to ever defeat Russia. That was just a fantasy put out for public consumption. And in fact, if you think about it, if you look at a map of Ukraine and you look at the bit that Russia now controls, it is essentially the Russian speaking part of Ukraine. So the part of Ukraine, by the way, that since 2014 was being terrorized by the US-installed color revolution government that they had then, which eventually became Zelensky. But look, it's perfectly obvious to me that this conflict is over. The Russians have won. It's been a triumph for Putin. And much as the West doesn't want to hear that, that's a reality. Now, he hasn't taken the whole of Ukraine. He never said he would, but he's taken the part of Ukraine that he wants. I don't see any prospect of that land ever being returned to Ukraine. Don't see that happening. And he should be thankful that Putin didn't take Kiev as well. Now, it'd be interesting to see if Russia can take other towns such as Kharkov and Zaporozhye. That would be interesting. Similarly with Odessa. Some interesting things could happen in the next 6 months, you know. But it seems to me that the Russians are continuing to advance. The Ukrainians are continuing to retreat and be slaughtered. I regret the loss of every Ukrainian life and every Russian life. It's all been a complete waste of time. But we know that the monsters in power, they want this kind of stuff. You know, they wanted to kind of provoke Russia into World War III. They didn't get it. So then they kicked off between Russia, between Israel and Gaza and Hamas. And that didn't sort of get them what they wanted. So now they've kicked off between Iran and Israel. And all the time, I think these sort of conflicts, the most judicious thing we can do is to keep our noses out of it and let people who are more directly involved get in, get on with it. And the getting on with it should be about finding peace and not finding excuses for more endless wars. Thanks for listening.